This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Cleveland Police Department's internal affairs investigators are working to find out why more than 60 sexual assault and child abuse cases were stalled, some for years. Cleveland.com reports many victims and their families were outraged that their cases were not being properly investigated. Investigators found that Detective Tom Ross failed to make reports in 59 of 65 case files and did no additional investigation into any cases after he was promoted from the sex crimes unit. Ross was demoted earlier this month. Captain James McPike, who is the commander of the sex crimes unit, was also demoted. Protesters pushing for gun control gathered in downtown Cleveland Saturday for what was called the March for Our Lives. It was one of hundreds of marches held across the U.S. in response to last month's deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Speakers included student organizers, city officials, and the mother of a Parkland survivor. Lori Levy's 15-year-old son, Jason, was on the third floor of Stoneman Douglas High School when the shooting started.
It's true. It's what happens is you say to yourself, oh, it's terrible that that's happening, but it'll never happen to me. And then it happens to you. And I guess that's when you jump in. And these kids have started a revolution. And I'm really proud to be a part of it.
The student-led march was one of an estimated 800 worldwide. Home sale prices in Ohio continue to creep upwards. New data from the Ohio Association of Realtors shows the average sale price last month was 9% higher than the year before. Jackie Colacy is a realtor for Howard Hanna. She says for sale homes are in short supply, and that's driving up prices, resulting in more sales with multiple bidders.
Buyers have to be a lot more careful now than they were certainly 3 years ago, because what they don't know is there could be a backup offer.
According to real estate website Redfin, the number of for sale properties nationwide has been declining for almost 30 straight months. But Colacy says she expects more homes to come on the market this spring, which may relieve some pressure for home buyers. This is WKSU.